Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
You know, I went a year without touching myself.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
Go, Red Sox.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
515-75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We are in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. My parents were in town, are in town. They got into town yesterday, and we could not pick them up at the airport. And when I let my mother know that, it was confusion and anger. Confusion and anger. We had gone to a St. Patrick's Day brunch, and then we went over to friends' houses who were giving my kids a bunch of clothes, so we did not have to purchase them. And my mother called from the airport, because they call when they land, and I said, would you mind taking a cab? We're at someone's house getting clothes, and then it was complete confusion and anger. Even though I have... If you're at a major airport, I have absolutely no idea why that's a hassle for you. You literally walk outside and get into a cab.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
As if they want to take you places.
Right.
You know? They're just stacked up there.
Yeah.
How old's your mom?
It was my mom and my dad, 75, 76.
Okay.
I mean, the cabs are not, it's not the walking to the cab that's the issue.
No, what's the cost to Newton for a cab? Like 50?
Yeah, oh,
more
50.
Than that. More than that.
60? No, 50.
For a straight cab?
Because sometimes it's 40 bucks. Nah, it's usually like 30 bucks even from downtown to go to the airport just because of all the ways around, things like that. So it could be like 30 even just from downtown.
I'm thinking it's closer to 60 or 70 to go to Newton.
The cabs are cheaper.
No, I'm saying a cab, not an Uber or anything like that, or rideshare. It's, you know, a cab.
I don't know, 50. I'm going to say 50 bucks.
Okay.
That's $50. So there you go.
Still, my mother's 76, and when she comes to visit my family, she will, you know, get on the tram, get in the whatever it is, and go over to the rental car place, rent a car, you know.
Oh.
No problems.
Wow.
Well, all
she
I'm
goes
saying.
All out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She goes all out.
Yep.
Aren't we so behind the times that we don't have a train that goes to the airport? It's that weird Silver Line blue bus. It's like a bus.
Yeah, they didn't think
it's like a knockoff. I mean, anytime, it's like down at the seaport. Like, if everything's building up real big over the seaport, and it's like, oh, they've got a T station. No, it's a bus. It's an underground bus.
No,
that you're waiting for.
I'm just happy the rental car place is actually physically on the Logan Airport property. It used to be out by Suffolk Downs.
That was the best. you had to wait for the little bus.
Everything's up to date now, man. I'm just happy they have that big terminal right near the tunnel where you can go and get your car.
You had to wait for the old six-row bus to pick you up and bring you all the way out to in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we'll get to the place in a half an hour to get your car.
Right.
Yeah,
that sucked. At least they've got that taken care of.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, the fact that you have a major airport in a major city and it doesn't have a train that goes there. In a city that has, I mean, we have the T.
Like, even Atlanta has a train that goes through.
Oh, yeah, everyone does. But, you know, you got to get on the old Silver Line, which means you're taking the bus.
That's right.
I don't get that. I don't understand that. They got to figure that out pretty quick. And like, if you're one of these people who's trying to be, oh, wait, maybe I'll take the T boat that goes across the river. If you live in the city, I tried that one time. I'm like, hey, you know what? Apparently, it's a boat. Once you get off the boat, you got to get on another bus to get to the airport. Like, I should have just taken the stupid silver bus. I mean, it really is way more of a pain in the ass than it should be to get to the airport.
Yeah. I don't drive to the airport. I don't pick people up from the airport. That is, it's not the parking, the renting a car. No. That's all out the window.
You should be able to get on one train. You know, like one train that takes you directly to the airport. Of all places in the city, the airport should be the one that has train service, and it doesn't.
I don't even know if we're on the air. This board has gone kooky. It's got the status connecting going on. It's got frozen levels.
Hmm.
I don't know what
happened. Does that mean someone had to actually manipulate that board to do that?
That is a question that I do not know how to answer.
Because your board... is the only person who uses that board is you. Our show is different than all the other shows with the audio and stuff that we play. So you have that board and no one else sits in that chair because no one else uses that board.
Well, it's on the Intelligent Network. So it was someone obviously very bright came on. It says it's the Intelligent Network.
A bird came in. It's going to make you smarter.
Yeah. No, we have no idea what it is. It's this and my whole career in radio, I've never heard of the Intelligent Network, but it was obviously someone overnights that it was, you know, maybe it was an audio book. Maybe it was a lecture, a TED Talk.
The only thing I could see happening is if that studio over there crapped out so they couldn't run, like, the overnight stuff. And then that would mean that studio also crapped out. Like, there's, like, two different studios that would have to crap out until we had to run something through your board. So that would seem almost like a dire emergency, like radio emergency for someone to have to actually justify using that board to do that.
Well, I know it's got a bunch of interesting stuff up here.
It's the Intelligent Network.
Yeah, it's the Intelligent Network, and let me see here.
So we're going to be like all smart as hell this morning.
Well, tell me something I don't know. I mean, that just goes with the territory. There's nothing like...
It's going to be like NPR with fart noises.
Yes, exactly, which is essentially what the show is. There's nothing like getting up on a Monday knowing that this is the last day that I'm working for a while.
Yeah, I've done a one-off Monday before, too, and it's just like, what? Why?
Like, I so badly didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah. That's the worst. You got a weekend, and then you know you have to work that Monday, then you have the rest of the week off. It's like, for some reason... That's happened to me like several times. Like my vacation could only work if I worked that Monday.
Yeah, because then you don't have to pay $5 billion to fly somewhere.
Yep. Oh, no, that's smart. And that wasn't the reason I did it, but that's a good reason. I should probably start thinking about that.
Yeah, and so like getting up this, and then my flight tomorrow is at 7.
Oh, God. Like 7 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. And because of the grounding of all the planes, everything's all mixed up. So we have seats on the plane, but we don't have our seats. So our travel agent suggested getting to the airport early to get our seats. So not only do I have a 7 o'clock flight,
you have to get there at 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
I'd rather not go.
That's panic attack stuff. I'm not kidding you. The one thing that I have to have ready to go, like I hate being late for anything.
I'm with you.
Like especially travel, and you don't know how much I actually become an a-hole. If the family's not ready to go when I'm saying, we have to leave at this time, and I want to get there early so I can wait the longest. I don't care. I hate freaking out in airports.
Yeah.
But not having a seat, oh, dude, I'd be hyperventilating.
No, he has a seat. He just doesn't know where they are on the plane.
That's what I'm talking about. But you understand, it's completely different when you have kids. It's not you're like...
I'm not taking my kids, though.
Oh, it's just you and your wife?
Yeah, that's one of my parents.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different.
Yep.
That's a little different. Because you can't have like your kid sitting alone, all by himself,
right,
you know, between two weirdos. So if it's just you and your wife, that's not as bad.
But it's a pain in the ass. Like, I have to go up to the person in there.
Sure.
Which ideally is something that you should be able to avoid. And then everyone's going to have that situation going on, so it's going to be a long-ass line.
Yeah. So like, they couldn't just give you seats when you booked the flight?
They gave us seats when we booked the flight.
No, I mean, like, assigned seats.
Yes, and then they had to throw it all in the air because they had to ground all those planes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's the reason why. Okay, yes. Well, then that I kind of get, and it sucks.
No, just I'm not complaining. I mean, I'd rather not die.
So it was one of the Boeing ones that kind of screwed everything up.
I don't know if that was like the plane we were supposed to fly on, but they've had to jettison everything around because of the grounding of the plane.
You think they're just using all that as an excuse now?
Probably.
Like they've just effed everything. I was like, oh, it's all those grounded planes.
And then you know that, like, you're, oh, it's Tuesday and it's going to be before 7 and no one's going to be there and it's going to be completely packed.
It's going to be slammed. It'll be like some convention or something.
Yeah, absolutely. It's everyone traveling for work.
Yeah, that it's not going to be that crowded.
Oh, no. It will be bad. I have no question about it. So, yes. I watched the a lot of NCAA stuff last night because as a married man with two children, my parents, I did not get to do anything for St. Patrick's Day. I just looked out the window and saw people going out to enjoy themselves while I sat at home and said, what has happened to my life?
You know what, though? It was funny. I was thinking about this. And we'll talk a little bit about this later on. But I used to think that St. Patrick's Day in Boston was crazy and it was insane and all the things you'll see. And now I'm like, dude, we have basically that every year with some sort of championship parade. Like, it's almost kind of like it doesn't seem like a big deal anymore. Like, right. It doesn't even seem crazy. Like, I saw videos and there's always a couple of people standing on roofs where, like, a decade ago, you're like, oh my God, this is insane. And now it's like, I saw that literally 2 months ago.
Yeah. And it's also, yeah.
Or a month ago.
Yeah, and it's a hundredth of the size.
Right, like, I mean, and we saw that also in November when the World Series parade happened. Yeah. So, like, twice in the last, like, 4 or 5 months, I've seen something that is as crazy, if not crazier, than the St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie.
I just don't know why you'd want to go to a parade. Like, just like a St. Patrick's Day parade, just to go and stand there.
It's kind of fun. I mean, what if you don't have kids? Like, if you're just there and you want to go there and drink and you could write off the day, it is pretty fun.
All right. Well, we will find out what happened last night, Rich. What will we talk about?
Well, let's get to all that NCAA bracket busting news. On top of that, there's some interesting stuff going on with the Celtics right now.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
All right, what happened last night, Rich? What is going on?
Hello. There we go.
Thank you. As yesterday's Selection Sunday revealed, all the upcoming March Madness brackets, I'm sure you did as I did, and I sat and wondered, how many of these teams is Charles Barkley going to pretend he knows anything about in the upcoming weeks? Well, good for me, outside of Duke, I think Charles Barkley and I are in the same boat. But indeed, the Blue Devils did get the top seed overall.
Which makes no sense, because Michigan State was the sixth seed overall, and they have to play in the bracket with Duke.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously isn't fair. But, I mean, as far as Duke being number one, I say that that's fine because the three games that they lost did not have Zion Williams.
Makes sense.
Williamson.
Yeah, so, I don't have a problem with Duke being number one. I just don't know how you win the Big Ten tournament. A league that's putting, what, eight teams?
Nine.
It's regionally.
I think it's nine. But, I mean, didn't Michigan State win the regular season title, too, right?
With Purdue. And then they won the Big Ten championship.
They should be higher than a six. I agree.
No, but even if you are the sixth, I mean, they're the second seed.
They should wind up playing North Carolina, right? Three. Yeah. They should play. They should be in the other region. It may have to do with the pods. I haven't looked where Michigan State is playing, but they try and keep.
They're playing in Des Moines.
Okay.
And they have a short week because they have to play Thursday in Des Moines.
How far away is Des Moines from East Lansing? I'm saying is the selection committee is trying to put them as close to home as possible.
No, because they're not in the Midwest region.
Okay. All right.
I just, and no one cares about this but me. But, I mean, I don't understand how the brackets work. Maybe they had Tennessee as the fifth best team.
It's the whole geography over the seed list. I know that's kind of the justification. You're not the only one who's complaining about that. I heard that exact same thing. But, I mean, as far as the controversy, that's probably the biggest one. But when you got the rest of the number one seeds, you got Gonzaga, Virginia, North Carolina. It's three ACC teams as one seeds. However,
And Gonzaga, not exactly a sure thing at number one.
It's weird because if you look at the top four seeds, and part of this is because there are three ACC teams, but Duke is the only one that seems to be winning. I mean, North Carolina lost to Duke, Virginia lost to Florida State, and Gonzaga got beat by St. Mary's in their conference tournament.
Right.
So, I mean, Unlike previous years, Tennessee beat Gonzaga. Yeah, but Tennessee was beaten earlier. You know, Kentucky got beat in the SEC tournament by Florida. I mean, there are no real sure things. Duke is playing about as well as anybody, but there's no real dominant team that you look at and go, okay. I mean, the odds are if you take chalk, this is the team. You could say Duke, and that's fine, but I'm sure there are plenty of teams because Duke doesn't have much of a bench. They'll go, oh, okay, Duke's a number one seed, but I don't think they should win. There's no sure thing out there.
Well, as you mentioned, the two seeds, pretty dangerous as well. Michigan State, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky, all with pretty high expectations. But if you want to look at what Vegas thinks, right now it's no surprise that Duke is favored to win the whole thing at plus 250, and then followed by Gonzaga at plus 500, and then you have North Carolina, Virginia, both tied at plus 800. So locally, Northeastern makes the cut for the first time since 2015. They are seeded 13th. And they will make the trip to Salt Lake City to take on four seed Kansas on Thursday. Then you got the Vermont Fighting Craft Beermen.
The Catamounts.
Is that what they are? Okay.
They are. They're the Catamounts.
They're seated 13.
Having been in that gym, they're the Catamounts. Trust me.
That's right.
What a gym it is.
The Fighting Fishes with a PH. They'll take on FSU.
If only there was a team.
That's right.
It's like Grand Canyon University. We found out they were the Antelopes last weekend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to take on FSU on Thursday. And then you've got Yale. A 14 seed, they're going to get their asses kicked by LSU on Thursday.
Not necessarily.
You don't think? Oh, you think we got a little bit upset there? Put it in the bracket.
I actually saw Yale play.
They're tall.
I saw Bryant lose to them by about 40 million.
Okay.
Yale's very good.
Well, but this,
they
what does
won
say
at
about
least
Bryant,
one
though,
game in the tournament last year.
The gym that they play the Ivy League championship in is disturbing.
What do you mean?
It's like there's no lights. And there's only, and it's like got like high, it looks like a high school gym.
Oh, they were at Yale yesterday. Yeah, the Payne Whitney gym is about 800 years old. They built that thing in like 1890. Didn't touch it after that. That's why it looks that way.
Well, everyone knows the real tournament is the NIT. And damn it, Harvard fought hard to get there.
Yep, they lost to Yale in a championship game, and they were a sixth seed in the NIT.
They will visit Georgetown for a degenerate gambler special on Wednesday night. That should be a powerhouse knockdown, dragout fight. Can't wait to not watch that one. So out of all the impressions you had yesterday, because I, just like Fred, yesterday I turned on, I think it was like the CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
And they had to talk about this bracket for like 4 hours. And at one point, just these no-name guys are playing Papa Shot against each other.
Yeah.
Just because they know that at this point, there's people who are just starving to figure out any kind of inside track on what to put in their brackets. Because obviously everyone's going to be gambling on this. And it was, other than those, like, first, like, the story, there's really not, like, a ton of huge stories out of this bracket. No, I know there's a couple, like, upset specials that everyone's talking about. I guess Everyone was saying, what was it, Belmont over Maryland's
a
big
one. Yeah, Wofford is like a 7 seed, and everyone's at Buffalo is a 6, and everyone's like, how far can these teams go? I don't know how you guys see it. I looked at this for maybe 15 minutes after the bracket came out. It just seems to me you can pick as many upsets as you want, but in the end, the top 8 teams are probably going to be, at least 7 of the top 8 teams are going to reach the Elite 8. There's such a separation between the really good teams and the not-so-good teams.
Sure.
That's the way I see it anyway. But like every other year, I'm probably wrong.
It is going to be fun next year when more than likely sports gambling is going to be legalized here. Aren't they saying like as early as the summer? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you they're going to try to make it coincide with the opening of the Wynn.
When is that?
June. It's like the beginning of June,
I think. The Monolith opens in June?
It does. And I'm not even sure if they have already kind of put aside a space at the Wynn to be a sports book. It would really dumb if they didn't.
Well, let's talk to the Everett insider. I'm sure he's got some friends in construction. He can tell us whether or not
maybe they would know
they have opened it that way or not.
I mean, I've got to think that they've already planned for the day. I mean, because everyone knows, even right now, that more than likely it's going to be legalized in Massachusetts within the next couple of months. But I mean, that was the most fun thing about this time of year, is just going to Vegas and sitting there watching all these games. You know, you'd have like screens all over you and the sports books would be absolutely crammed. That's going to be a good time next year if the Wynn does indeed do that. That's actually a lot of fun to be in the sports book while it's all going on. So there you go. I think we have someone at 820 who can kind of walk us through all this and who might have a little bit of inside info on who to gamble on. Well, the Red Sox announced yesterday their starting pitcher for opening day on March 28th in Seattle will be Chris Sale, which is fine and dandy, but reading that story only reminded me of two things. Number one, why the hell are the World Series champions opening their season on the road? And number two, why is it almost 2 weeks into the season on April 9th until the world champion Red Sox have their home opener? It would be one thing if you could look and justify that, oh, they're playing in a warmer climate on the opening. They're going to Seattle.
There's a roof.
It's inside. There's
a roof.
Sure. Why are they waiting 2 weeks to have the opening day home ceremonies for the World Series champion?
I honestly think it has a lot to do with the weather. And we've complained about this before on this show. I mean, if you start at Fenway, odds are it's going to be 35 and raining. We've had that happen multiple times.
It's never raining on opening day to Dan Roach.
For those of us who don't wear a permanent smile on opening day, he uses an umbrella.
He's the J.R. Ewing of Seattle. You know, the J.R. Ewing of Seattle, much like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, he gets out there. He knows Seattle. Don't worry about Danny. He'll be having a good time.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's cold here in April, so you wait as long as you can. And if you ask the players, I'll bet you they tell you they'd rather get the West Coast trip out of the way right off the bat.
2 weeks but doesn't 2 weeks seem gratuitous for the world champions?
I mean, is there a tradition of world champions having opening day at home?
I don't think that's true.
No.
No, it's not like the NFL where you're mandated to open up like before everybody else. At home. I mean, I think the players would be psyched to you're full of energy. Rather do a West Coast trip now than do it in June where you're just like, oh, God.
Well, I'm being told that Seattle opens in Japan this week.
That's right. That's right.
Ooh.
Forgot about that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Could be worse.
Yeah, well.
Red Sox have had to do that, too. Red Sox have had to open up
in
Japan.
And Remy didn't leave the hotel.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
No, he just, I think we had him on. And remember when we used to have Remy on?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was just like, I'm not leaving the hotel. No, no, he's hotel park.
And then that was it.
Yeah. He couldn't read anything. He couldn't understand what anyone was saying. I don't blame him.
You know who's the most pissed about all this? That would be Mr. Dr. Charles. Dr. Charles is like, I got to wait 2 weeks to unleash my opening day ceremony creation.
Is Terry Cashman still alive?
Yeah, right.
We can have him do talking baseball.
Right. It's going to be like, look, it's Jason Veritek again. Waving to the crowd.
Hey, he hasn't gone far.
Tim Wakefield.
Yeah, well, Tim Wakefield's the guy. It's like, hey, look, it's Tim
Jason
Wakefield.
Jason Veritek.
Hey, well, how'd they get Euculus? Oh, he's back.
Have you ever, like...
Every year.
Yeah.
Have you ever diminished Tim Wakefield to someone and they, like, flip out?
I have
just Adam 12.
Oh, yeah, Adam 12 loves Wakefield.
He loves Tim Wakefield.
Yeah, they just... The guys just are hanging around. Why not? Come to the park. The big nostalgia.
Yep.
Of Jason Veritek.
So that should be a ceremony for everyone. Here is a Chris Sale, by the way, who is audibly jacked to be the opening day starter.
Yeah, it's the first one. So, I mean, you obviously get more locked on, get more fired up for that, and build up and get more work and stuff like that. You want to take it seriously, but obviously once once the ball drops on day one, it's go time.
All right, it sounds great. By the way, somebody just said if you ask Bird about a sports book at the Wynn, he'll just say, I told you, don't read books.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Can you name any book? And it took him about 5 minutes to come up with one.
That was an exercise, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember watching that. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, he
That's
couldn't,
not good.
He couldn't think of a name of a book.
Man went to college 4 years.
He said, name a Mark Twain book. He said, I Heart Huckleby.
That's true.
Did he say that?
Yes. He's an I Heart Huckleberry.
You were doing your best to lead him into Tom Sawyer. You were trying your best, Freddie.
No, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer. I think you even mentioned Rush. Rush had a song, you know, the whole thing, and it didn't work. No.
He doesn't. Can you name a work of fiction?
No.
Bird, just hold up your fingers. How many of your friends or acquaintances or people you know are going to be working at the Wynn?
No, he's thinking about it.
See, that's a lot of count. Oh, like 20? He said more than 10.
Wow.
More than 10, possibly 20.
Wow. Well, he did his hands 3 times.
Yeah.
Which means 10, but...
Either that or they were jazz hands or something like that.
No, he was doing the international.
Oh, okay. All right.
International single for 10. All right, Rich, what else do we have coming up?
All right, let's get to the Celtics. And a recent Celtics legend, if you call him that, is returning to the city this evening.
All right, here are the headlines.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Trae Young, 3 on the shot clock. Trae Young, left-hand dribble, has the ball slapped away by Smart. He lobs it ahead. Jaylen Brown wins the foot race, going with Torian Prince. Scoops it up and in. Scoring and the foul. Celtics are making offensive plays today, but they have invariably started with Marcus Smart on the defensive end.
That dude, man. That dude.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And the Celtics won the big matinee on Saturday.
They did. By the way, that's not the play that I saw, or that was the highlight Marcus Smart play. That was that ridiculous steal where he just chucked it down court.
Yeah.
I think it was to Kyrie. Was it to Kyrie or to Jalen? I forget. It was either Jalen with a slam or I forget what happened.
But
once again, he has about 2 or 3 of those a year where you say, how the hell did he get his hands on that ball
and
make
disagree.
Some ridiculous play
I
like that?
I think it's more frequent than that.
Well, I'm talking about ones where, I mean, he gets his hands on the ball, like, and Brad Stevens even said it. Like, he gets his hands on balls that no one should be able to somehow be able to knock out another guy's hand. But he has about 2 or 3 plays a year that make you go, that's one of the most astounding defensive plays I've seen in a while. But that's just what he does, and he misses 3-point shots. So kind of a scary moment in Saturday's Celtics game. Not the gigantic 20-something point lead that the Celtics somehow barfed up in a matter of minutes. No, it was this, unfortunately.
Trae Young spinning. Oh, Gordon Hayward got picked off hard by Collins. Gordon Hayward is kind of out of it here. Ball knocked away by Jason Tatum out of bounds. Hawks will keep it, but Gordon Hayward
Yeah.
Still shaking off the effect of that.
Yeah, he got stunned a little bit.
Yep, you knew immediately something was up. Gordon Hayward took a blow to the head before halftime following a screen set by Atlanta's John Collins. Hayward was then sent home by Brad Stevens at halftime and is now officially in concussion protocol. It's obviously unclear when Hayward's going to return, but I would think that his chances of playing tonight are slim to nil. Another player that there is no assurance that people will see on the court tonight is a guy that many people will actually be paying to see this evening. Isaiah Thomas returns to the Garden with his team, the Denver Nuggets, and Marcus Smart, for one, is excited to see his old teammate.
It's going to feel good to see him. I'm really good friends with Isaiah, just like a lot of guys. And, you know, for him to have the career he's had and then go through the injury that he went through and everything else after that, you know, you don't wish that upon any player, especially of his caliber. So, you know, it'll be good to see him. You know, hopefully he gets the love he deserves.
But unfortunately, Isaiah has been spending more time on the bench than on the court as of late after returning from his injury a couple weeks ago.
He might not play again for them.
Maybe. Because right now, I mean, you have to understand. Well, first of all, when he came back, his performance was either lackluster or bad, and the coach gave him a DMP just about 5 games ago, or 5 days ago, rather. And if you haven't been paying attention, the Nuggets got a lot to play for. They got the second best record in the West right now. So they need wins, and they don't really have time to give Isaiah any kind of reps.
Right.
So, I mean, and it's working. I mean, he stays up the court. The team's playing well. But that didn't keep Isaiah, however, from being excited to return to the place where he had one of the most ridiculous out-of-nowhere seasons in NBA history. Yesterday on Twitter, Isaiah posted, quote, "Any open gyms this evening in Boston? I'll pull up if there's some good runs." Someone from Emerson replied, and an hour later, there's pics of him playing against students over at Emerson. And probably for the first time in about 3 weeks, having some success on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. It was kind of neat. However, if you are going to see him play, I'm actually going to the game tonight. It just happens to be that's because Isaiah Thomas is going to be there as well. That's kind of a nice bonus. Mm-hmm. But he can't play. There's no way the coaches, if he didn't play him the other night, there's no way they're going to put him out on the court against a very good Celtics team that's obviously motivated to win right now.
Yeah, I'm reading that there's a chance that he will never play again.
No, in the NBA... I haven't read that.
I read it in Deadspin.
Well, a lot of it has to do with his injury right now. I also think that it's kind of unfair to judge his career for the rest of his life on his first few games coming back from what was a pretty bad injury.
Yeah, the hip problem's been a problem for him, what, the last year and a half, two years?
Yep.
I mean, he's been dealing with this, and I think Denver sat him the last three after he came back and played like 8-10 games, something like that. Yeah, Denver does have a lot to play for. They're one of the better teams in the NBA this year. But you'd have to think tonight he's gonna find his way onto the court.
Okay, well, here's what I read. Isaiah Thomas returned to the court February 13th following 11 months away from basketball. Recovering from a hip surgery, this was a moment of personal triumph for Thomas. For fans of his new team, the Denver Nuggets, on the other hand, this was a moment of dread. Thomas was horrendous last season for the Cavs while also recovering from hip surgery, and his prickly discontent in LeBron's orbit torpedoed that team's chemistry. Now 1 month and 9 appearances later, the question has been settled. Thomas has reportedly been yanked from head coach Mike Malone's rotation indefinitely.
Well, I mean, I think that he would make an okay backup. I have a feeling after a off season of training and hopefully getting back to normal. As a matter of fact, I read this on hardwoodhoudini.com, so take that for what you will.
The magic slash basketball
yeah.
side.
Yes, I will dribble up for a layup and then pull a quarter out of your ear.
Yes, this man's not just dunking. This dove will come out and dunk.
Yeah. He said it's unlikely the Celtics will need a backup point guard, or it's likely, rather, that the Celtics will have a needed backup point guard this summer. Terry Rozier is a restricted free agent, could very well sign an offer sheet with point guard needy team where Danny Ainge doesn't see a reason to match. Brad Wanamaker is also a free agent and could sign elsewhere for a bigger role. If Thomas is looking for a one-year prove-it deal, the Celtics could have a decent-sized role for him to fill. And by the way, he's all but begged to come back and be a Celtic. So that's the only thing that confuses me, is that logic makes you look at his injury and think, the Celtics wrecked this guy. I mean, they made him... that's not fair. He played through injury that almost any other organization you think would have the right mind to say, you can't play.
They might have told him that he shouldn't play, and then he overrode it.
We don't know what the backstory is on that.
Well, once again, we've talked to Danny Ainge about it, and he, of course, you know, says that you know, he completely denies any kind of culpability in what happened there. And I'd actually like someone to ask Isaiah Thomas tonight, even though it might be, you know, it's supposed to be all feel good, but I would like to know. But for a guy who...
I'll go ask. I'll sit behind the bench.
Yeah, you should. But for a guy who you would think would, if that was the case, hold a lot of resentment towards that organization, dude wants to be back here more than anything.
Because it was the one time in his career that he was the guy.
That season, it's so weird because over the last couple days, there's been a lot written about, you know, his return here. And you forget what a miracle couple of months that he had here. He, of course, had that 52-point game during the playoffs, but there was a stretch of, like, 2 months where he was scoring,
like... much longer than that.
I'm talking about, like, the over 40-point, like, segment where, like, it was no surprise when he was shooting over 40. King of the fourth. When he was, like, in the fourth quarter, he would just go off.
It was longer than 2 months, Rich. That was, like, 4 or 5. He really... You said it before. It was a miracle out-of-nowhere season. No one thought he'd be nearly that good for an entire year, but... He played as hard as he could for as long as he could, and now he's hurt. And will more than likely never be the same.
Hardwood Houdini continues. He says, imagine this.
I'll split these rings.
Is your card the eight of spades? Yes, it is. Kyrie Irving starts and comes out of the game either towards the end of the first quarter or the start of the second. Brad Stevens sends in Thomas, a player he knows exactly how to deploy in order to keep the offense clicking while Irving rests. I mean, there's that part of it, too, is that Brad Stevens obviously knew exactly what to do with this guy to make him effective. However, I haven't really paid too much attention to Isaiah in his other stops, which have, of course, been the Cavs, the Lakers.
Well, I'll tell you
the Nuggets. Am I missing a team? I thought there was maybe one more.
The way this team is constituted right now is not at all appropriate for Isaiah Thomas, because we've talked about this before. When Isaiah Thomas had all his success, he was playing with guys that were perfectly comfortable, you know, playing a role. Now he's going to be on a team where with stars.
And that did not work in Cleveland. Did not work at all in Cleveland. I mean, and it was so bad they had to trade him.
Yeah, he wants the ball all the time.
So I don't know. I mean, look, maybe with the Celtics, because he so badly wants to come back here, he'll be humble.
You can't. I don't know if it's about being humble. I just don't. That's the way he wants to play basketball.
No, I know what I'm saying. On purpose, he'll understand walking in the door, and he knows the head coach. He knows the atmosphere, and he also knows that Kyrie Irving, at least we think, is going to be the starting point guard next year. He'll subjugate himself in order to come back.
I wouldn't want him. I'd want someone who can distribute the ball. I mean, I don't. You don't need a guy to come in
as a backup point guard.
You need scoring off the bench, is what you need.
Yeah, right. You see, I actually don't mind that.
The question is, can he score off the bench on his terms or on Brad Stevens' terms with the roster around him? That's the question.
Is he going to be the microwave? Just come in and heat things up.
I'm all for him being Vinny Johnson. I have no trouble with him being Vinny Johnson. Yeah, I think that'd be just what this team needs.
You wish. He'd be your wildest dreams. He'd be Vinny
Johnson.
I hated Vinny Johnson.
Oh, I hated Vinny Johnson so much.
All right. There's so many more guys to hate on that team.
I know, but it's just he was so damn good off the bench, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? And all of a sudden, he had 15 points in 10 minutes. You're like, son of a bitch.
All right, Rich, what's next?
Watch out, AFC East. We got a little magic coming your way.
Oh, that's right.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
WGAM 1234.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on Denver tonight at the Garden. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. and the TD Garden box office. Car number 10, 617-931-0985.
I was waiting for the Dan Shaughnessy obligatory tomato can tweet to come out yesterday when this news was broken by Adam Schefter, but Miami, given its new quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, a two-year, $11 million deal with incentives that could boost it between $17 and $20 million. Yeah. Those are incentives he'll never reach.
Just a short trip from Tampa. You know?
I mean,
listen, the man, you cannot. Did you know he went to Harvard?
I've heard that.
About
this. Yes.
Yeah, you heard about that? Listen, he's got the intangibles. You know, he comes in there and he grooms kids.
You know what? It just goes to show, if every year you play, you have one, maybe two really good games, yeah, and the rest of the season you absolutely suck, you're going to make some money in the NFL. As a matter of fact, I read somewhere that Ryan Fitzpatrick's earned over $60 million his career, and that seemed low to me, just for the amount of places he's popped around. As a matter of fact,
Buffalo gave him that monster contract. Yes. I mean, that's the reason.
I thought he made a decent amount of money in the, was it 2 years that he played with the Jets? I thought he was making something like $12 million a year there.
Probably.
Okay, well, I mean, by the way, that's after playing with both the Bills and the Jets, that makes a quarter of the season a revenge game.
Yeah.
This time it's personal.
They quit on him.
Yeah, okay. So here's the quarterback's current QB depth chart. Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then it goes Jake Ruddock, and then Lake Falk.
Luke.
Oh, did I say Lake? Luke.
Luke Falk.
Luke.
No, the reason I think he played at Washington State. The reason I know this is when it was thought that the Patriots were actually going to draft a quarterback last year, a lot of people looked at Luke Falk and went, okay, here's a developmental guy.
Dude's got to change his name to Lake. It's way cooler.
Yes.
Yes.
They call me Lake.
Yeah, Luke Falk. I mean, the Miami has put themselves in a great position.
So they're trying to, like, get Tua in the draft, right? Like, that's
specifically
their guy.
This is to lose as much as you can so that you top out. When is that kid at Clemson? That kid at Clemson is due next year, too, right?
No.
He's got a sophomore year this year.
Yep, and then
it's three years out. That's right.
Yep.
But, they still might be in position for that Clemson kid in 2 years.
Well, that ownership sucks. They went and they spent all that money when they weren't very good, and they tried to get good right away, and that didn't work out for them. And finally, the Tannehill experiment. Much to my chagrin, I always thought Tannehill had the talent.
Who did I find out Tannehill was going to back up? What's the rumors? Did he get signed or?
No, he got traded. He got traded to Tennessee.
That's right.
He's going to back up Mariota.
That's not a certainty. There is some whispers that Tannehill wins that job.
Mariota hasn't exactly set the world on fire.
He's been injured.
I never know.
I mean, it's injuries. If he's healthy, Mariota starts. There's no question.
I don't know. There are questions that have come up. Mariota has not lived up to his hype.
When he was healthy, he played well.
Yeah.
I think his numbers are really good when he's healthy.
I don't know about that. And I don't recall Mariota being
just from fantasy football scores.
All I know is looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick's season after Jameis Winston got suspended, started week one. 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 417 yards.
Yeah,
week 2, 402 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception.
And then he went in the toilet.
And then went right off the cliff and careened, using another metaphor, careened into a ditch.
I'm telling you, you have one or two great games in a season, you're going to continue being one of these rogue quarterbacks who a team will pick up for a year or two.
He'll light up the Patriots. He'll throw for 404 touchdowns against the Patriots 1 week.
Yep.
And then pick a team. Pick a horrible team. Throw 4 picks the next week.
Yeah,
it's who he is.
It's all conversation when there's the changing of the guard this year.
This is the year it happens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, the changing of the guard.
If you're looking to hear about other quarterbacks making big moves, how about Johnny Manziel, who has entered the AAF finally?
Now, what is the AAF again?
That's the
Alliance of American Football.
It's the one that, what's his name? Zach Mettenberger was in.
Mike Martz is a head coach. Mike Singleton. Actually,
Jeff Fisher's like one of the commissioners.
That's right. No, he's like a game day operation. Like, Mike Singletary is now Johnny Manziel's head coach.
Okay, so let's get to this. So Johnny Manziel is going to join the Memphis Express, and the Memphis paper wrote the best article coming out. It said, Johnny Manziel joins the Memphis Express. What could possibly go wrong? They said, quote, I'm all in on this team, said Manziel. No, wait. He said that about the Montreal Alouettes before getting banned from the CFL. It's all about action, said Manziel. It's about being accountable and doing what I'm going to do instead of looking like a jackass. No, wait. He said that before he was released by the Cleveland Browns. I want to wreck this league, said Manziel. No, wait. He said that in a text message during the 2014 NFL draft. But here's the good part. Manziel can't possibly wreck the Express. There's nothing to wreck. The team is 1-5. Nobody in Memphis gives a flip about the team.
I find that hard to believe. Get that organization out of there. If they can't appreciate the AAF.
They said, can Johnny Football become Johnny's savior? Don't be silly. But he can become Johnny. Maybe I'll go buy a ticket and watch the circus. That sure beats the alternative. The Alliance of American Football announced Saturday that Manziel will be coming to Memphis after the San Antonio Commanders, God bless them, relinquished his rights. Quote, we believe he'll benefit from the coaching and mentorship of Mike Singletary, said league founder Bill Polian in a statement, possibly because the statement did not require him to try and keep a straight face.
Right. That's a great success in the way that he handled himself as a coach. Inspires nothing but confidence.
Johnny Manziel and Mike Singletary, what could possibly go wrong? And yes, some of you may be wondering if it's unseemly to be celebrating the arrival of a quarterback who has done some of the things that Manziel is alleged to have done. And I say, let he who has not been suspended by the NFL for violating the league's substance abuse policy, who has not been let go by multiple agents, including Drew Rosenhaus, who has not been accused of doing $90,000 in damage to a rented Mercedes, who has not been sued for doing $40,000 of damage to a rented Los Angeles mansion, who has not been dropped by his sponsors, including Nike and Panini, who has not been accused of domestic abuse by former girlfriend Colleen Crowley, who has not been released by the Browns for showing up drunk at practice and for sneaking out to Las Vegas to party while wearing a wig. I say he who has not done all of that, cast the first stone.
Well, I mean, do you want a man not to be able to make a living? It's because he showed up to a football practice drunk.
This is great because he puts it in perspective. He goes, okay, maybe it's a little unseemly, but do you have any idea how hopelessly dull and irrelevant the Express have been to this point? They lost again Saturday, 22-9, to the Salt Lake Stallions, who came in the game 1-4. Quarterback Zach Mettenberger injured his ankle on the first snap, which opened the door for, I can't believe I'm even typing this, the Johnny Manziel era in Memphis.
Okay.
Hershiser's the Salt Lake Stallion.
Okay, week five attendance, 54,313. That's not for one team. That's for all the games combined.
By the way, the ratings are pretty good. The AAF, shockingly, are doing well, the ratings.
Memphis averages, through the first 5 weeks, Memphis averaged 12,801 fans a game. That doesn't even put them last. That puts them fourth to last.
Well, look out now.
By the way, the AAF's doing so well that CBS actually added more games to their schedule.
That's summer. We don't have a lot.
Calling me surprised because I can't identify A's. Tyler Palko's the biggest name right
now. Take a look at any picture of an AAF game. He can fire cannons off into any section.
All I know is hurt anybody. Sweet modern rock. All right. What are we going to have after the headlines here, Rich?
You know what?
We'll discuss it.
Yeah, there's something we do need to discuss.
Okay. We will have that for you in just a moment.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks.
and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.